finding an effective way to diagnose and then treat PTSD in first responders. That's the goal of the Wayne State University Physician Group's Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neurosciences, joining with the Department of Family Medicine and Public Health Services. They, in turn, are working with the police and fire departments of the city of Sterling Heights. Dr. David Rosenberg is a psychiatrist and chair of the department. Doctor, welcome.
Great to be here.
And from Sterling Heights, it's a pleasure to welcome Fire Chief Chris Martin. Hello, Chief.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Very good to have you to talk about this, because we don't tend to think of when we talk PTSD, we don't tend to think of our first responders. Why do you think that is, Doctor?
Well, I think rightfully so. Our veterans have gotten a lot of attention, and I think part of it is a public misperception that we see the police and fire officials as automatons, that they can handle anything, and they do handle a lot. They do keep us safe. However, we know the data shows that as many as 40% of firefighters and police officers will, in fact, suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder at some point during their career. The key is identifying it, treating it, and being proactive rather than reactive.
And I'm curious, Chief, in your years as a firefighter, is something like this welcomed by firefighters and officers, or would they rather just suck it up, let's not go there?
No, I think it will be very welcomed. I think that we're seeing across the nation a lot of triggers that are taking place, like our divorce rates and, you know, everybody, first responders, police, fire, EMS, they're through the roof. Alcohol abuse, drug abuse are up. And, you know, unfortunately, even suicide. So I think that, you know, it will be welcome. Now, if you want to single out one or two guys, then maybe they won't be so welcome. But if all departments or all counties and areas jump into this initiative, then I think it would be welcomed.
So, Dr. Rosenberg, we've got you with your psychiatrists and researchers, and we have the city of Sterling Heights working together to develop what exactly?
Well, I think what we're really trying to do is to develop something new, exciting, that we know can work, because it's an honor and a privilege for us to be able to work with the firefighters, the police officers in Sterling Heights. They're among the nation's finest, and they help us every single day. This is our chance to help them. Now, we don't want to create diagnoses. We don't want to over-diagnose. But in the same way that we look at physical health, we want to treat problems above the neck and below the neck the same. And we don't want the stigma to get in the way. And we know that, like many mental health conditions, the stigma interrupts treatment. And we also know the converse is that knowledge heals, and it defeats ignorance and stigma every time. So what we're talking about are having annual mental health checks, the same way you might have an annual physical screening. No stigma that you're actually tougher, you're better if you get checked in, if you can correct these problems early, because we know without treatment they don't go away. The good news is that some of the new breakthroughs, the medical breakthroughs, the new treatments can actually be amazingly effective and correct a lot of the problems.
So Chief Martin, as you and your firefighters take part in this, what's your personal mission statement?
To just exactly like Dr. Rosenberg said, if we can get help recognizing this, treating it, and even preventing it, we're way far ahead of where we were when we started. I can guarantee you that we have very limited knowledge of how to handle these situations. If we have a traumatic experience from an incident, which we've had several of them in the last few weeks and months, we sit down collectively, we talk about it. Sometimes we bring our chaplain in. Sometimes we'll go out to a CISD company that comes in and helps us, but we don't really know how to handle it in that, what do we say to the employee? Hey, can you work the rest of the shift? Do you want to go home? Not everybody's the same, and sometimes we might be doing the wrong things, thinking we're doing the right things. So I'm open to anything we can do to help us figure out what to do each time, maybe have a preventative step, but anything we can do is better than what we're doing now, without a doubt.
Well, I have to say, this whole thing really struck a personal note with me. My father was a firefighter for some 40 years. He actually retired as a captain. He was very sweet, and he was very funny. But I know as a child, I remember these moments that came out of nowhere where he would explode into a rage over nothing. And once the storm was over, there were hugs and there were apologies. And back then, nobody, I'm talking the 60s, nobody was talking about post-traumatic stress. Could that be an explanation for these rages out of nowhere?
Absolutely. And I think what your experience is right on target. And I speak here as a child and adolescent psychiatrist because one of the messages we need to make very clear is post-traumatic stress disorder does not just affect the person. It affects families, the spouses, the children, and they're caught and they're perplexed because this their loved one.
What'd I do?
What did I do?
What did I do? Yes.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to talk about it, you know, with your family. Mm-hmm. And some of the stronger marriages, I can guarantee, probably have that communication factor where the individual could come home and talk about it with their spouse. But most of the time, you don't want to talk about it with your spouse because some of the stuff is so graphic. And the worst thing you can do is keep it in and not talk about it with somebody. So if you're not talking about it with the guys at work because you're feeling if you talk about it, they're going to think you're weak, and you're not talking about it at home, then it's staying inside. And, you know, that's when we can have the explosions and the outbursts that come. And they come in many forms. I mean, you know, some can turn to alcohol or drugs. Mm-hmm. And again, the suicide thing that is out there around the nation is very problematic.
So how do you hope, I'll start with you, Dr. Rosenberg, how do you hope that this model that you're going to develop could change that scenario in the homes of our first responders?
Well, I think that one of the things that Chief Martin and his crew has talked about that I think is novel, innovative, and is going to be a breakthrough is that he talks about not only helping the firefighters, the police officers, that's obviously important, but everyone down the line. So the person on the dispatch call, because they can be traumatized, they can undergo considerable stress. What I think is different in our approach is the partnership, number one, where there's a recognition that this is important because education is going to have a huge role. We haven't, because of the stigma, because of a whole lot of things, this information isn't out there. And to have a captain, to have a chief who is talking openly about this, that's going to open doors. I would say something else, that we can make better use of peers. That's not to train psychiatrists and psychologists, but firefighters, police officers can be trained. And we've had experience doing so. So they can be trained to recognize various symptoms, including possible symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. So they can talk about it, know when to get us involved, when someone should be referred for help sooner rather than later.
And Chief, how do you hope that this model that you're going to work with the Wayne State University Physician Group, will change things not only for your firefighters but for first responders as this model goes out across the country?
Well, I think it needs to be something that's instilled in the first responders from the moment they start their careers. Again, I think people idolize those guys that are macho and tough, and those macho tough guys, their image isn't one of the guy who will come back and open up about how that run affected them. So I'm hoping we can change the young guys as they come in so that when they're, you know, in my position years from now, it's commonplace that they talk about it and they, you know, they ask for help if they need it.
Chief Chris Martin, Sterling Heights Fire Department, and Dr. David Rosenberg, Chair of Psychiatry for the Wayne State University Physician Group. Thank you so much to both of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.